www.thebrainfarm.com. To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Retirees Union, and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight, I'm joined by my sisters in the struggle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm the vice president of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Union. I'm also president of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute, and I'm from the retired international staff of the United Auto Workers in Detroit.
Good evening. My name is Deborah Hall, and I'm with the American Federation of Teachers and also currently the secretary treasurer for the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Good evening.
So tonight, our interview is with Darren Campbell. He is the president of the Foundation of Radio Cab. He's the president of the Radio Cab Foundation and also the PR person. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you, Tina.
So we're happy to have you on tonight. This is the holiday season, as you know, and there are some very special things that are happening. And it's my impression that Radio Cab has a very special thing happening. Tell our listeners what's going on.
So every year since 1996, Radio Cab Foundation has fed lower income families around the Portland metropolitan area, and that's the four county area. And we do so to make sure those people who are those families who fall through the cracks, who might not have anywhere else to turn, will absolutely have a meal ready for them on Christmas Eve.
Okay. So how long have you been involved in this program?
I've been involved with the Radio Cab Foundation since 2011, and I've been the president of the foundation since 2016.
Right. Okay. So it's my impression that the program, that there are two facets of the program. It starts on December 6th, the week of December 16th. What's going on then?
So December 16th, we start collecting all the food. We've already made the deals to get the food. It's getting it to Radio Cab.
Uh-huh.
And we start building boxes. And our amazing drivers volunteer their time, gas, and all that. And they come and they start delivering boxes to families all around the area.
Nice.
And then at the end of the week, on the 21st of December, is a day that those who want to come pick up their own box, and usually it's people who find out about the program last minute, they come in and they are able to pick up their own box.
Uh-huh. Okay. So tell me, what's different about the Turkey Project? You indicated that it's a food relief program. Well, there are a number of food relief programs throughout the city. What's different about yours?
Well, there's two real main differences, and I think the obvious one is that our drivers are so invested, and they come through, and it's not just a handful of drivers, the same drivers every year. It's across the board, and you, when you're dealing with 200, 250 drivers,
mm-hmm.
they come in and they drive these boxes out to families that need it, and they enjoy doing it, and it's something that I don't think you'll see many other food relief programs hand deliver the full meal to the location that it's going to be eaten at. And then the other is we focus on the holiday season, and we know that there are families out there that are struggling and probably can't afford to buy food for their children, but especially can't buy toys. So
mm-hmm.
having the ability to bring the family together around the table are memories that people can't replace. And it's really a family bonding time around the meal.
Sure. Nice. And it seems to me that whatever money they may have spent on the meal, they can now spend on other facets of the holiday.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great. And so how can folks who are able to donate do that? Who do they contact? And
well, they can certainly go to our website, which is radiocabcares.org or radiocabfoundation.org. They go to the same place. There's a Donate Now button. And they can also request a box there as well.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
I'd just like to add that being part of CBTU for the past several years, we volunteer sometimes. The president and I and several others, we come. We enjoy. We have more fun. But it's just, you guys are great guys to work with. And we put boxes together, don't we?
Yep.
And we just... And just a joy to see people come in and get the boxes and stuff and intermingle. So CBTU is really been enjoying the past several years working with you all.
Well, and if I can touch on that, my first call, the very first call I made when I became president of the foundation in 2016 was to Tina to see if she was coming up that year. And I will tell you that when you all come down and help us put together boxes, it energizes the whole building. It just brings a spark of energy, and everybody kind of gets, anybody that's been there for, 14 hours trying to do it all, everybody gets a spark of energy, and you guys bring so much to our effort. It's great.
I enjoy doing it.
Like I told Darren earlier, be careful what you ask for. Bring in some energy, okay?
We'll take it.
So what time on the 21st do you start handing out the boxes?
It's probably going to be 9 a.m. It kind of varies a little bit, but mm-hmm. we'll make sure that's out there. But we usually start pretty early, allowing people to line up and get ready and pick up their boxes.
Uh-huh. Well, great. And I understand that the number of vegan meals, requests for vegan meals, is starting to increase also.
There's a vegan checkbox on the request form, and it's gone from, 2 to 3. Last year, I think we had 10.
Uh-huh.
So it increases each year, but for the most part, we're giving away turkeys.
Oh, great. So who are some of your sponsors?
Well, I'll tell you, and I really call him a partner, is Fred Meyer, because they've been able to, make sure that we have the turkeys available. And this year, I've been told that there's a bit of a turkey shortage out there. So they've been able to secure the turkeys we need.
Uh-huh.
And they give us such great pricing. We still buy the food, but we buy it at prices nobody else can match and meet. And they always throw in a little extra.
Yeah.
Each store has a available charitable contribution that they can make, and they always make sure we get that. And so it's a great partnership for us.
Well, good. So you've indicated that this is a program that's been going on since 1996?
Yes, ma'am.
So are you finding that there's more people are requesting assistance?
It's interesting because people get the word out so many different ways, and it seems to change every year. And being that this is our turkey project,
mm-hmm.
we tend to get a lot of people asking for turkeys for Thanksgiving, and we've just never done that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to refer them to December. And we've done as many as 1,400 boxes, and that just stretches us a little too thin.
Right.
We've tried to stick around that 500 to 700 family limit, and that seems to be just right for us to be able to have our drivers stay busy enough that they can still work and fit in some deliveries when they have a little bit of breathing room, and it doesn't require us to work 20 hours a day during that week to make sure that everybody gets what they're requesting.
Sure. So we talked about the start off of the program starting on the 16th.
Yes.
And you indicated that drivers are going to be delivering boxes during that week.
Yes.
So who's putting the boxes together?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anybody who wants to come down and volunteer. But there's a core group of us that knock them out. And we generally, during the week, we do, 80 to 100 boxes. It's usually our goal for each day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a certain number of drivers that will come down. And we have our diehard volunteers, just like you, Tina, that will come down and spend the whole week down there every year. And then there's 4 or 5 of us, and we put together a pretty mean assembly line, and we have it pretty organized, and so we're able to keep up with that demand.
Well, as I remember correctly, you also compensate us by having quite a variety of food for us to keep us going. So
well, that's
I want to thank
one,
you also
that's
for
another
that.
One of our volunteers comes down to make sure that there's always something hot, because it gets really cold in that warehouse we have down there.
Yeah.
We don't need a freezer for the turkeys, let's put it that way.
So would this be like an opportune time? Because I know that I have friends and family that are around the holidays looking for volunteer opportunities. And this sounds like one that folks could get involved but still spend Christmas with their families.
Yeah, because we finish up our program before Christmas.
Okay.
And that helps. You know, people are unsure where that food's coming from. So if they have a little bit of time, then they can spend money on other things that might be more beneficial to them. But yeah, and you know, I don't care if you come down for an hour or spend the whole week with us, we'll take it. We're always looking for more individuals to get involved.
Okay.
And it's my understanding we're talking building boxes during the hours of, 10 to 4?
That's a perfect
around
time.
Around there?
That sounds perfect, Tina. We'll set that in stone.
Well, great, because I know our listeners are out there that they, you know, they care about the communities that they live in, and particularly, like I said, you and I were talking earlier when we were talking about how holidays sometimes have a lot of baggage that's hard to shed.
For sure.
And so giving out, acknowledging food relief programs is a good way of doing it.
Well, and if I could throw one more thing in there, you know, we're just coming off that Thanksgiving rush. Everybody bought turkeys. And if you have a full turkey sitting in your freezer, bring it down to us. We'll make sure it gets to a family that needs it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd love to throw Fred Meyer's name out there again, but they were giving away turkeys if you spent over a certain amount. So I'll bet you there's some turkeys and freezers out there someplace.
And I'm going to ask some folks to donate some field roast for our vegan sisters and brothers out there. Think about it.
Yeah,
think about
it.
Well, great. So how do you go about getting your volunteers other than the three of us who are sitting in this room?
Well, there's a lot of friends and family of Radio Cab that they look forward to this weekend every year, and that we have such a changeover in drivers every year, a certain amount, that more and more people learn about it, get involved, and it's a lot of family and friends of Radio Cab. Customers even come in and will either donate or spend some time down there. And then we've had this core group of individuals that have been there year after year after year, and they look forward to it so much.
Right.
And it means so much to them that it's a way for them to give back to their community. And it's great for us as we're giving back to the community. And that's really what we look at it as a community partnership with those in need.
That's right.
Well, that's great. I know we talked earlier, and I was telling you that in the past years, I have three daughters that are excited about coming up and giving back to the community, and so they're looking forward to it also, to do what little they can do. Usually they're the brawn of our group, where they carry those big turkeys and put them in the boxes.
Well, it's infectious, you know. Helping out is infectious. Yes. and I don't care what you do, if you come help Radio Cab Company and the foundation build food boxes, or if you go help a little lady across the street, whatever it is, it'll be better community partners, and it will make you feel better.
Exactly.
I was just thinking how you were saying about your project, because we've got this influx of a large homeless situation, not only here in the Portland area, but all major cities, Seattle, L.A. So, as you go in the future, you know, next year, will there be a consideration how we can target those people? Because we have an influx of homeless people. So I know, you got to have a stove to be able to cook and stuff, you know, when you get your back box of food. So I was just thinking, as you were explaining to me, and it's a great success because I love doing it, but have you considered having maybe you cook some of the food and make food boxes and give out food to the homeless or something?
You know, we haven't, but what we have done is we've worked with groups that do that and have an open festival or house to be able to cook a certain number of turkeys and be able to bring some people in and feed them. And we always encourage those people that are, you know, a family of one or two, to invite people that are in need as well.
Well, that sounds great. I just was wondering, as you were talking,
about the food. You know, this is the conditions from 5 or 10 years ago. It's constantly changing. Everything is constantly changing, especially our population.
Hang on just a minute, folks. We have a little technical.
Okay.
There we go. There's Sister Audrey.
Okay,
I was
just reiterating the way we address the homeless people here. And you got a great idea. I just loved it. I look forward to it every year, what you're doing. But I know as our population change, we got to kind of reconsider how we can go about touching their lives, you know, those people that don't have anywhere to cook. So, anyway, but you said you give to various organizations that are preparing food, and that's great.
There are organizations that will reach out to us that ask for a certain number of boxes and to be able to do special things. That's not our niche by any means, but we do make considerations for those groups that are going to do programs like that and make sure those that are really in need be able to get those meals.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, folks, so again, there can certainly use some volunteer bodies, some volunteer food, some volunteer money, so that we can help our brothers and sisters have as decent holidays as possible. And so it's pretty exciting times. And if you've ever done this type of volunteer work, I don't think there's anything that makes your heart feel better. I really don't. It's an amazing, you know. It's an amazing thing to do, and folks are so grateful and they feel that you had a part of that and could, you know, make someone's day or make someone's week.
Absolutely.
For our listeners just tuning in, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, where we highlight the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And as we were talking earlier, we are talking to Darren Campbell from the Radio Cab Company, and they have a Turkey Project program coming up, and this is a very special program that they do. They like to focus on the holiday season so that people in the Portland area, that they can get out there and have some holiday cheer in their lives.
Yes.
So, Darren, you want to tell our listeners again how they can sign up either to get a relief box or come and volunteer?
Absolutely. So, radiocabcares.org or radiocabfoundation.org, there's a place that you can either donate, and we love donations. About $20 feeds a family of five. Oh, nice. And there's also a place there that you can request a box. And there's also information there on when you can come or request to be a volunteer. So all three of those things are extremely important to make this foundation be successful. We're probably a little behind this year on our fundraising efforts. So if you want to focus on that first one of the donation now,
sure.
We would love that.
Okay.
And that would be great. Yeah.
All right. And you talked about your drivers.
Yeah.
And the special role they play.
And I'll tell you, this foundation really started from our drivers. And we, as cab drivers, historically have dealt with absolutely every aspect of the community, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich. Historically, we've been there to give somebody a ride at some point in time. So we've also had front row seats to the need in the community, and that's how the Radio Cab Foundation Turkey Project really got started, was seeing that need and trying to figure out a way that we might be able to help, and that's what this product has become.
Well, you had mentioned that one of your sponsors were Fred Myers. Were there any other sponsors you want to recognize? Because I know they're just good people to all of us, so are there any other sponsors that you had you want to mention?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have regular donors every year who just don't care to get recognized, but they're there every year.
Okay.
The Radio Cab Company itself, the foundation and the company are separate from each other, but the company does such a wonderful job of allowing its employees to take part in the foundation during work hours.
Sure.
They give us the space
sure.
at
nice.
The company to be able to do it, and then they allow the drivers to go on and do what they need to do to make sure these boxes get into the hands of those that need them. So I really need to give a good shout out to the radio cab company itself.
Oh, that's okay. Nice. Yeah. That's nice. A good corporate partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. In this day and age, that's very nice to hear, especially for us union folks.
Yes, yes.
That's for sure. So we want to encourage our listeners that, again, if you have a need for a food relief program, to really target this Turkey Project program, because, again, you can either go on the website and make your requests, or you could come in as a walk-in. Is that correct?
You absolutely could come in on a walk-in on December 21st is our open day to be able to come in, pick up your own box. On that day, if you're able to show some form of being on a benefit program, either the Oregon Trail card, or if you're a veteran, you can show your VA card. That's all we need to see, and we'll give you a box. And it's a great day to be able to come down and interact with people like Tina and the rest of
that's
you.
That's right. We'll be there. Come see us.
That's for sure.
Come see us.
So what time does that program start on that Saturday?
I believe we usually do it at about 9 o'clock. We start lining up, and we go from when we're ready. It's usually 9:30, right in there.
Okay. All right.
We try and not make people wait in the cold. Let's put that
so way. Tell our listeners, what are some of the things that are included in the box?
Oh, absolutely. So it's basically a full turkey dinner. And you know, you brought up, and now that you bring that up, I really need to throw a shout out to Dave's Killer Bread, because they give us bread every year.
Yeah.
And a huge amount of bread. And that's makes great stuffing. So what you get in the box is a turkey, 5 pounds of potatoes. You get a box or two of stovetop, some gravy, green beans, usually a can of corn, and then a couple loaves of bread. And so it's enough to feed 5 people comfortably. And if you don't have 5 people to feed, you got leftovers. And
there
so those meals continue to go throughout the week.
Yeah, I remember, you know, with some of the walk-ins, you know, if it appeared that the family was larger, then extras might be thrown in a box or two.
Absolutely. If we knew that they were going to be feeding 8 or 9, we'll pad their box a little bit more. But on the flip side of that, you'll have people that say, you know, it's just me and my husband.
Right.
Yeah. You take this stuff back and give it to somebody else that will need it. And we see a lot of that. And, that's just, you know, such a blessing to see people who recognize that they're not the only ones out there that need.
Yeah.
And, I noticed a lot of seniors when I was there.
Yes.
You know, seniors, people on Medicare, and seniors were coming in too, so.
Yeah, the fixed income community.
Fixed income, yes.
Very big beneficiary of the program.
Yes, they are.
Well, good. So I'm hoping that we'll have a pretty good crowd. It's always really hard to know, particularly when you have a walk-in status of people coming in. I remember the ebb and flow of filling the boxes and just the joy on people's faces when they picked up their boxes. And so I'd like to thank the Radio Cab Company and the foundation for the work that you do, because it really is important work.
Well, we appreciate that. And we do it because of the warm, fuzzy feeling that we get by being a good community partner, and it's important that we maintain that level of community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So when your drivers deliver the boxes, are the recipients, do they know in advance that the boxes are coming?
For the most part. Most people self-request, but there are some people that might see a neighbor in need and we'll put in the request, and every once in a while you find a family that didn't know the box was coming.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's not a surprise.
Okay, alrighty. So again, you want to tell our listeners how they can check out this program?
RadioCabCares.org or RadioCabFoundation.org. Both take you to the same page.
Okay, well, great. We really look forward to coming down and helping out again this year.
We're excited to have you.
And I guarantee you, we'll bring the energy.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. We're working.
I might get asked to leave, but you know, that's all right.
Never.
Well,
who's going to be the one, right?
Yes. the announcements, some announcements for the Coalition of Black Trade Union. Our monthly meeting of the Coalition of Black Trade Union is normally the second Tuesday of every month. Our meeting this month is on December the 10th, 2019. We will meet at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employee, the William Bill Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside in Portland. And if you ever want to contact us, you can use our email address at orcbtu10@gmail.com. gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you. So join us in our involving adventure of representing a minority and black union workers. I just want to make a quick announcement that CBTU had a wonderful opportunity on Thanksgiving Day to serve and bring food to the Walnut Park homeless shelter. It was just awesome. We all spent time with our families prior to that, but at 5:30 we showed up at the Martin Luther King in Killingsworth, and we brought food. Madam President made about 20 pies. It was so many pies. And and then we had several union sisters there that was volunteering to serve.
Nice.
It was awesome. And what I really, really took from that Thanksgiving Day was the smile on those people's faces.
Yeah.
And to serve. And that's why I'm, you know, I'm getting kind of sensitive to homeless people, how they didn't have anything. And my stomach was already stuffed from being with my family earlier.
Yeah.
But to serve those people and to represent the CBTU family, the our organization, and not only bringing food, but serving these people, they were very, very happy. Thank you, Madam President, for the opportunity to serve. Several of us was there.
Sure.
And it went really, really well. And then the very last thing, as you know, I'm president of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute. And of course, I'm working with youth. And Jefferson High School will be having their career day on December the 4th.
Oh, nice.
And we will have a table, CBTU and Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute, because we want them to know, these youth, everybody don't go to college.
That's right.
Get your apprenticeship job.
There
get trained.
You
get yourself prepared to get on a, you know, take that math in high school.
Yeah.
So you can pass that apprenticeship test and you can get yourself a job. And then to encourage them to do something with your life.
Yes.
Right.
And CBTU cares about what our youth are doing, before they get out of high school. Prepare them for life after high school and getting these jobs. There are jobs out there, but you must be trained.
Yes, you must.
You must be. You have to pass the test, but we have to encourage them. So we will be there at Jefferson High School Career Day on December the 4th at Jefferson High School, where my institute, who works with CBTU and preparing our youth for their future. And really, again, I want to thank the president for allowing us to serve in these various capacities.
Yes.
Because I think it's back to the community to make a difference in the lives of our youth.
That's right.
And we want to stay visible, we want to stay present, and we keep talking and pushing and encouraging our youth to do something with their lives.
Right. So it's that witching hour, or I should say half hour. I want to again thank Darren for coming down and talking to us about the Turkey
Thank
Project.
You. Thank you.
I really appreciate you guys having me as a guest tonight.
Okay, so we look
Anytime.
Forward to seeing you brothers and sisters out there to come out and help with the Turkey Project on December 21st. Where at?
At Radio Cab, 1613 Northwest Kearney Street. And they can come down all week, starting on the 16th, if they want to come. Just help us fill boxes.
Great. That's between the hours of 10 and 4.
You got it.
Well, again, thank you very much for listening, and holla.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 3rd Annual Northwest Quartet Fest on Saturday, December 7th from noon to 8 p.m. at Kennedy Violins in Vancouver, Washington. The Northwest Quartet Fest is a benefit to raise money for local school music programs. There will be raffles, food, an instrument petting zoo, and live music by local student and professional musicians playing genres from classical to Irish to jazz to rock. Again, that's the third annual Northwest Quartet Fest on Saturday, December 7th from noon to 8 p.m. at Kennedy Violins, 508 Southeast 117th Avenue in Vancouver, Washington. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Okay, so
it's
excellent. Yeah, good.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline. My name is Emma Lugo. I use she and her pronouns, and I'm here tonight with Morgan Godwin.
Hi.
Welcome. So tonight we are going to be talking about a whole bunch of issues, mostly about doing time in federal prison and also issues related to the incarceration of people who are LGBTQ and harassment that happens to folks because of their sexual orientation. So welcome, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So Morgan, I think we kind of crossed paths. I don't know if we really chatted, but the Women in Prison Conference just happened. It was like about a week and a half ago. It was amazing. Over at the Portland Art Museum, organized by the Oregon Justice Resource Center.
Yeah, I love them.